HarperCollins presents Testimonies by Patrick O'Brien. Read by Rachel Isaac, Dovrig Morris, and Tim Treloar.
Forward. Patrick and my mother, Mary, the dedicatee of this book, and almost all of Patrick O'Brien's other books, spent the war years working for the Political Warfare Executive, PWE, whose principal task was to make broadcasts in French intended to boost morale and resistance during the dark days of the German occupation of France. However, within weeks of the German surrender in 1945, it became clear there was no further use for these activities, and so the British government was obliged to terminate, at short notice, huge numbers of servicemen and other public employees whose services were no longer required. Suddenly, finding themselves almost entirely lacking in financial resources, the couple were obliged to give up the lease of their fine Chelsea house and remove themselves to a tiny cottage in the remote mountains of Snowdonia. This was Fron Wen, in the valley of Cwm Croeshor, for which they paid the eminently affordable rent of £8 a year. It was to be their home until the spring of 1948, when they were able to move into a larger neighbouring house for a further year. It is notable that, like so much else in Testimonies, this original house was transported to the last detail into my stepfather's novel. At the outset, its hero, Joseph Pugh, makes his entrance into the smallest habitation I had ever seen, a white front with a green door between two windows and a grey roof the size of a sheet. And then, the golden light spreading as the lamp warmed showed beams and a wooden ceiling a few inches above my head. The floor was made of huge slate flags, and the moisture stood on them in tiny drops that flattened to wet footprints as I walked. Still with the same odd excitement, I took the lamp and explored my dwelling. I found a much better room on the left of the front door, two windows and a boarded floor, a comfortable chair and a Turkey rug by the stove. The house was built with stone walls of great thickness, and this gave the window sills a depth and a value in a small room that I would not have expected. A little later on, when walking, he observes that my cottage was there, distinct because of its whitewash, absurdly small, smaller than a matchbox, and the whole vast extent of the air was lit with the sun. There was neither electricity nor running water at Fron Wen, the latter being fetched by my mother in a bucket from a nearby stream. There was, however, a small kitchen garden, which Patrick attempted to cultivate with scant success. This is scarcely surprising, his guide to agriculture being Markham's Farewell to Husbandry of 1649, a manual intended for sunnier and more fertile climes in the south of England. Nevertheless, there was much to delight my mother and Patrick, who were a young and healthy couple. In particular, they enjoyed heady days hunting with the Unisfor hounds, which, owing to the mountainous terrain, was entirely conducted on foot rather than horseback. Patrick was also an eager ornithologist, and kept a detailed card index of his sightings of birds in the neighbourhood. He was also fascinated by the dramatic cycle of farming life, which he not only observed but on occasion participated in, and he enjoyed fishing and shooting, of which I am regularly reminded by the fishing rods and little folding .410 shotgun Patrick used partly for pleasure and partly for survival, and which I have kept. No fish or no rabbit equated to no supper. Their eventual move to a considerably larger nearby house was triggered by Patrick's increasingly distressing inability to focus on his writing in their cramped quarters. Unfortunately, the expensive move proved to be of little or no benefit in lifting his protracted attack of writer's block, and he and my mother came reluctantly to believe that it was the long, dark Welsh winters and solitude that were denying Patrick the inspiration he sought. So, in 1949, they moved once again to the warmth and bustle of Collioure on the Mediterranean coast, where they proceeded to live for the rest of their lives. Shortly after their arrival, Patrick made this revealing record in a notebook.
Do not forget... Sample complete. Ready to continue?